Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. And of course, with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Welcome to Flame On, and I am here with Jared, Pat, and Oral to discuss something critical to the times of our lives, the new Ghostbusters trailer. What did you guys think of this awesome new movie trailer?
It looked pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you a big Ghostbusters fan? Are you guys Ghostbusters
fan? I'm not a huge Ghostbusters fan.
I'm that bastard kid from the late 90s, early 2000s, and my favorite iteration of Ghostbusters is Extreme Ghostbusters.
Extreme? I don't know that one. Is that the cartoon?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let me just dial this back. I've seen both films.
Okay.
So have theaters.
Right.
You know, we watched the animated series.
Of course. Did you drink Ecto Cooler?
I did.
Me too.
It's coming back.
It is coming back. Did you play the games, the video games, the PC games?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I love those.
No.
But were they on a 5 1/4 floppy?
They were, I think.
Yes.
I'm not a huge like Ghostbusters fan.
Yeah.
That's just
not
some kind of niche thing.
Yeah. All right. So let's roll this back real quick. So the reason that we're talking about this, one, let's give a shout out because this is a Patreon topic.
What up, Patreon?
What up? The reason that we are being asked about this trailer in particular is because of the fact that it's a reboot, but not just any old reboot. Like, we had Jurassic World, where it was kind of a reboot. We skip, you know, we're going to make believe that this movie never happened. But it is extremely topical for the world today because it is an all-female reboot. Paul Feig is back behind the director, or back in the director's chair, not behind it. Maybe he's behind it, I don't know. He's back in the director's chair, and he has brought four very talented female comedians together into the four iconic roles that were portrayed by three white men and a black man. So it's caused a bit of an uproar. So what did you guys think of the trailer itself? What are your first initial thoughts on what this movie, and I mean, is what, like about a minute or so long? So
I'll chime in. I love Melissa McCarthy, whatever she's in. You know, she's a fantastic actress.
Did you see The Boss?
No, but I saw what was the spy movie she was in?
Spy.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
What was that spy movie?
I love
it. I want
really?
To see The Boss.
I've heard it's extremely funny. I'm not a huge movie person, period. But I heard Spy was fantastic. Mm-hmm. We gave away movie tickets with one of the promotions we did at the bar. I wasn't able to go because most of those are on nights when I work. Mm-hmm. But I heard Spy was fantastic, and I heard that The Boss was hysterical. So that's always a plus for Melissa McCarthy being in there.
Now, yes, I'll be a snob and turn my nose at this trailer because, you know, I'm a huge fan of practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
And
lots of CG
in this. So the kind of the visceral grittiness that you get from practical effects is lost in kind of the fluid transition between, you know, you have CG effects and kind of real cinema there.
Right.
But I will give this a chance.
I'll watch the shit out of it because it's Ghostbusters. Yeah. I don't give a fuck that they recast them. That's awesome. Yes. Kate McKinnon's in it. I love Kate McKinnon. She is so undervalued on SNL. I think the way it seems like they treat her. But she was the best on the – was it the other gay sketch – was it gay sketch show called?
The Big Gay Sketch Show.
The Big Gay Sketch Show. I knew there was more to it than just Gay Sketch Show. With Johnny McGovern and
I love these questions about these movies and shows. Oh, he was
Stephen
on it too?
Guarino.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I'm helping.
Thank you.
He was in Bear City.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Bear City 2 and the upcoming Bear City 3.
You should probably know these things. I don't.
We're friends on Facebook.
Goldman.
It's fun.
Julie Goldman. Thank you. That was the other one I was trying to think. She's coming for Gay Days with Brad Loakley.
No, she is not coming for Gay Days.
Oh.
That was supposed to be the end of June Brad Locally show that I think they canceled and rescheduled for him to be here during Gay Days.
Then never mind. But I think that this and Chris Hemsworth, like Thor, is playing the nerdy like hot assistant. That's great.
No, don't say nerdy. That boy's dumb as a box of rocks.
Is he? Oh, he has the glasses.
Where rocks are actually just sand.
Oh.
Like, that's the character he's playing.
I didn't realize
really that. Attractive, but super dumb.
Oh, so they're tarting him up with the glasses and the sweater vest to make him.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. Well, so your four main Ghostbusters, your characters are Melissa McCarthy, we talked about, Kate McKinnon. Kristen Wiig.
Oh, that's right, of course.
And phenomenal. Then Leslie Jones is in it. She's the only non-scientist out of the entire, like, she's the three Winston. Are scientists.
She's Winston.
She's Winston,
doesn't she
obviously.
Play a subway operator? That's like, she's like a subway.
Transit.
Transit authority.
Okay.
And then she's the one with the car.
Oh, she's got the car.
I think she's the one. I think that's kind of her role in this whole thing is that.
She knows New York.
She knows New York and she's got York. The, she's the one with the car. So that's how those are your four main, and then Chris Hemsworth is their secretary, their vapid assistant.
Okay. Vapid assistant. Well, I'm thrilled. I mean, like, I love the Ghostbusters. I love Ecto Cooler. I love Slimer. The fact that Slimer's in it, I mean, I'm there either way. But
Sigourney Weaver is going to be in it as well.
Is she? Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
Oh, as awesome. Dana Barrett.
What?
Okay. Continuity. There we go.
That's really interesting. So,
because I don't think it's supposed to be a reboot.
It is supposed.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not. It's kind of like a 20 years later. Like
they're
kind of. Yeah. It's a soft-ish reboot type of thing.
There was some I guess fan analysis that I saw where it's like there's a scene in Times Square where the graphics change from contemporary to like 20 years ago. And they're thinking that this is a hint that this is going to be like a time travel
interesting.
Kind of film.
Well, either way they cut it, the fact that a new Ghostbusters movie is coming out, I'm thrilled.
You know what I'm excited that I just saw? Eliza Dushku is going to be in it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Who is that?
Look really? Behind you.
Wow. Don't
in
do
the
that.
Photo.
Right
the
there
wall.
On my wall.
Who is that?
She was Faith on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She was True Calling.
She was True. She was Faith. She was in. Okay, hold on. Let's go back in first. Her first movie.
Oh God.
Was
look what you did.
I know, seriously, way to go.
Look what you did.
Listen, we jumped from her first movie at 10 years old to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Trust me, there's not a long history here. She was in. Was it True Colors with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis? Was that the name of the movie?
True Lies.
True Lies. Yeah. True Colors. I see your true color. Sorry. So she was in True Lies, and then she played Faith on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel, okay. And then was True on True Calling,
okay.
And then she was Echo / Caroline on Dollhouse, and now she's done some web series stuff as well. But I love her.
Okay, thank you for educating me
You're
about that,
welcome.
Pat. Oral, what are your feelings on this trailer?
I liked it. It's not the greatest trailer in the world, but I watch a popcorn flick.
Okay.
I like those characters. I like those actresses, and so I'll give it a shot. I'm not married to Ghostbusters like some people are, and some people are just devastated. But I have learned that sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover. You need to read it.
Amen. Or watch the TV show based on it. Even if it's a train wreck. Well, I don't know. The people who are overreacting
damn magicians.
About it.
Goddamn magicians.
We're going to get into that. No, we'll talk about that later. But no, I'm excited. And people who are not excited, well, who cares? Honestly, if they don't want to see the movie, who cares?
It's not for them.
It's not for them. Go watch your old copies of 1 and 2.
And this is the thing. I mean, this is what you get with any first look at the new costumes for this person. The first trailer for this. The
oh,
first
no, I don't like this. This is bad. I don't
change.
Like this. I don't like change.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's similar to where, you know, we're seeing the first look for the new Power Rangers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is...
That's another niche, like, fan community.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think What's-Her-Name is going to do... will do a fantastic job as Rita.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks?
Elizabeth Banks, yes. But I hate that, the picture of the outfit. Like, I don't think of Rita Repulsa as... gonna go dancing at, you know, a place that has girls, girls, girls outside in neon lights.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it
yes.
looked very, like, very sultry. And, I mean, granted, it's a first look. We don't know what the fuck, like, the whole yeah. thing and how it's all going to come about, or if that's even her final form. Maybe she's going to, you know, Super Saiyan at
Maybe
some point.
She'll have the giant, you know, pigtails.
Yeah, the big giant cone pigtails on her head. Yeah. And, I mean, I wasn't a huge Power Rangers fan. I was growing up at the time when it came out. It came out here in the States. Mm-hmm. You know, the original, before it turned into
years ago,
Dino Force, and I think I was with it through Turbo in that second movie.
Space was the greatest season of Power Rangers ever, but, especially because I have a thing for Andros, and there's a customer.
Andros is pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, there's a customer who looks like Andros's younger like brother, and I just can't. I can't. Every time he comes in, I salivate a little at the mouth.
See, I loved it because I love me some Austin St. John, and I was so mad. He was in Orlando like a month ago,
See, I always had a thing for Jason David Frank, but
he does the con circuit all the time.
Yeah,
well, Austin never makes it anywhere. And then he's doing something. He was doing a thing at Artagon Mall.
Oh, okay.
I was like, we were going, I think, to I had a gig at Sawmill, and I was like, maybe I could stop there and then hop on the road. It didn't work, but Lord still. Bloody. But so, yeah, you're gonna whenever you have these properties that are very close to home,
iconic,
for
well known
a generation.
Yeah,
it's your childhood, but at the same point, it's like, give it a chance. What made it funny and great the first time around
for you
could be hysterical. It could be the same thing this time
for
around.
A new generation,
exactly. For a new generation, and for you, could go into it going, you know what, this isn't my Ghostbusters, and walk out of it going, you know what, that was funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you can bring, you know, because obviously, I mean, we don't have kids, but our, you know, the generation that envelops this as their childhood and their thing, they've got kids now. Yep. And the best meme that I saw in regards to Ghostbusters was a picture of a guy, like, mid-30s or whatnot, and it said, you had two movies, a theme song, toys, Ecto Cooler, all this. This movie isn't for you, or this movie isn't for you to have heroes. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of a little girl, like, you know, with a homemade proto pack, and, you know, it's like, this is for her.
Yeah.
This is for her to have heroes. And that's exactly what it is. It's for that next generation to be able to have what we had in our childhood, and to be able to then, for us to be able to relate to that next generation. Yeah. And it may not look the exact same way, but it doesn't have to. Times are changing.
Yep. No, I'm happy. I'm thrilled. When's it come out? Soon? This summer?
Let's consult the internet.
It comes out on July 15th, 2016, Brian.
Ooh. All right, cool.
This year.
It's coming soon.
Very excited. And Paul Feige. Like, I love Feige. I love seeing him show up on The Soup, which, God, may it rest in peace. But seriously, he would pop on there randomly, and it's great. He's funny. So.
On Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
What?
He was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He was the science teacher.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Paul Feig has been on like every NPR game show. You should go back and find those.
I need to.
Yeah.
So hopefully that addressed the outrage somewhat. I mean, again, we think they're idiots.
We say screw the outrage.
Yeah. It's just
fuck the police.
Any publicity is good publicity, so maybe there'll just be more people who show up to see it out of spite. Who knows? I don't know.
Okay.
I got the power. I don't know where the fuck that came from. It just felt like it was appropriate right there.
I think we covered the topic pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, and if you really want something fascinating, go read about the real life Viggo Mortensen. Not Viggo Mortensen. Who is the second movie?
The real life Viggo.
The Viggo.
Viggo the Carpathian.
Thank you. Yes. Not Viggo Mortensen. He's an actual person.
The real life of that guy.
But you go online and read about the real life of the life of the actor who played Viggo the Carpathian. Fascinating and kind of tragic, but like knew a lot of people. It's worth the, you know, clickbait. It was great. FlameOnShow.com. You can check out more of our awesome stuff. And if you have more ideas for us to cover for one-off topics, please let us know. FlameOnShow at any email you think of. Oral Jared, Pat Brian.
.com.
.com. And Facebook also works great. Message us.
And for our Patreon subscribers who are hearing this, you could be choosing our next Microsoft topic.
Thank you for subscribing.
God.
And on that note, flame on.
Thanks for listening to Flame On, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes. Like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Flame On was created by Brian Pittard and is engineered by Pat O'Rourke. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Flame on all your favorite social networks. You can follow us at Flame On Podcast on Twitter, or Flame On Show on Facebook and Tumblr. Or you might even see some of us on your favorite gay hookup apps. Just keep an eye out. If it's gay and geeky, we've got you covered.